Des Moines is her second Hollywood. It's Gray Drake with Ken Kurt and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
All right, before we talk about the Amazon series Roadhouse, so I have to tell you, because we talked about this a few weeks ago, Gray, but my 17-year-old daughter and I went and saw Dune 2 this week. And so at the end of the movie, I said to her, I said, we've watched 6 hours now or so of Dune movies, and I really like them, but I have no idea what's going on. And she said, good, because I was afraid you were going to want to talk about it, and I don't know what's going on either, but she likes it too. So I don't really know how to explain liking a franchise and having no idea really what's happening.
You know, what's interesting is that I totally agree with you. I think Dune is one of the most fascinating pair of movies that we have. It's gorgeous. And but here's what I would think. I think that you two are assuming that there's something complicated going on that you're not understanding, when in reality, it's so simple that you definitely understand it and you can mansplain it to me in your sleep.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to go home and tell her that we really do understand it. All right. Now, here is a clip from Roadhouse.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you all right?
What?
So you like to fight. You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
We're answering two questions with the appearance of Roadhouse on Amazon Prime. Okay, two questions. The first question is this warranted because we love the original? Okay.
Okay.
And the second question is, do I care about this if I don't know the original?
Okay.
All right. So, first question, if you are a fan of Roadhouse and the God among gods, Patrick Swayze,
right,
and you think that you are like me and you get drunk and rewatch Roadhouse for fun. and the answer to the first question is, this remake totally justifies its existence and is sensational.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I could not believe it. Like, I cannot. So, Jake Gyllenhaal is starring as Dalton. And for the most part, they've kept the characters the same as the other version. There is no Sam Elliott character, unfortunately for us. But everybody else is pretty much the same. He shows up at this very troubled bar that's owned by Jessica Williams from Shrinking. And it's in Florida. It's this cool beachy vibe. The performers who do music there are not protected by an entire chain link, which is seems short-sighted. it's not just one band. It's a lot of different great bands. But everybody at this bar is in trouble. I have no idea why anyone goes there. And when Dalton shows up, he is an ex-MMA fighter. He's very troubled. Nobody knows exactly why, unless they have the internet and they know who he is. So he's troubled for a reason and you figure it out. But basically, Conor McGregor is playing a complete psycho hired by the bad guy to get rid of Dalton because they have interest in this particular piece of land and Dalton is not having any of it. So Conor McGregor could not be more perfectly cast as a psychotic.
I was going to say he's playing himself.
I know. I looked into his backstory to interview him, and I was like, maybe I should not.
It's quite a story.
It really is. And so, wow. But he's amazing, and the action in this movie is off the hook. It is so good. The camera work is amazing. It's so impressive. And here's the best part. It's also weirdly, randomly funny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yay!
All right.
So I'm laughing. I was so impressed by what I was seeing. Jake Gyllenhaal is totally shredded, which leads me to answering the second question, which is, if you don't know the original, should you care? And the answer still is yes, yes, yes. This actually is a tragedy to not see in the theater, because the hooting and the hollering that you would hear would be unparalleled.
All right.
There's this whole thing that the director, so Doug Liman directed this movie. He also directed Edge of Tomorrow and like the initially like the one of the first Jason Bourne movies, Bourne Identity.
Mm-hmm.
He's such an amazing director, and he's very weirdly funny. There's a whole legal battle because he claims that Amazon MGM told him that they were going to do this in the theater, which is where this movie deserves to be seen.
Ah.
And I would normally not say that because there's not a lot that really demands a big screen. However, it's so much fun that sitting at home watching it, I did not get the same energy. Oh, and by the way, I've seen it twice already.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, wow.
I loved it, and I love the original. I can't believe they pulled this off. It was wonderful.
Follow Gray everywhere. Hit her up on her socials @GrayDrake and hear her anytime at star1025.com.